Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Paulys. All rights reserved. This is Speaker Linda Pauly. It's July 16, 2007, and here's Jesus, temporarily featuring God. God, thank you for clearing up that issue from the old segment back in 2002. Like you say, it's irritating when people attack us on small and significant things. But can you give me your opinion on why my friend and her husband were never able to reconcile, though she did establish a good relationship with her children?
It is very simple, really, Alora. The wife's mother continued to bitterly attack the husband and blame him for the situation. Her daughter was no way to blame, and her condition should have been understood, and the husband was cruel and abusive, and his family were sadistic because they would not understand her daughter's problem and give her daughter the help that she needed, though they had given her daughter all the help that they could possibly give her. But this was why there could never be a reconciliation, Alora, because the wife would not stand up to the mother and tell the mother that she was wrong and that she had done wrong and that her husband was innocent. And that is what caused the situation that they were never able to get back together because of the cruel and sadistic mother.
Oh boy, God, did my friend's mother ever make it into your kingdom?
Sadly, no, Alora, but not because of that incident alone. She had other serious problems that kept her out of my kingdom.
We'll be back after the break.
Jesus of Nazareth here. Demetrius and Alora have done such wonderful work for the Lord's over the years. It is unbelievable the amount of material that they have on their websites that is helpful and useful to people. The address to their website is
www.voicesfromspirit.com.
I ask people to go there. It is very important that they study every aspect of Demetrius's and Alora's work. Do visit their website.
We're back. God, we have roughly calculated that it will at least be September 26th before Jesus will be fully functional again. Do you hope to be with us that long? Or perhaps stay a little longer while Jesus is getting back into the swing of things? And what do you want to do while you're here?
Well, that is certainly a double-barreled question, Alora. Let me think about it. Actually, I would like to spend as little time with you as possible. If we could get Jesus back on his feet in a couple of weeks by establishing a new vital energy source, it would please me greatly. I don't want to be with you any longer than I have to, because this is very straining on Demetrius. As to what I would like to get done while we are working together, everything that I possibly can. I would like to solve our dear John's problem. I would like to solve your financial problems. I would like to get people to understand that you are absolutely and positively real servants of God, his divine prophet. So that makes your people very angry when I say that. But I would like to do a lot of things while I am with you, Alora, if we can only get the people to listen to us.
Thank you for everything you've done for us, God. I'm glad that you were able to fill in. And it's too bad that Jesus had to miss my birthday.
Somebody's going to get a very warm welcome to the afterlife, Alora, because they messed up our birthday plans for you. They're going to get a very warm welcome to the afterlife.
We'll be back again.